The Christian Democratic Party has a new leader. He is the controversial mayor of Vsetín, Senator Jiří Čunek, a man who some see as a racist and others as a pragmatic, down-to-earth politician who could bring the Christian Democrats out of a rut. But who is Jiří Čunek, and can he really turn around the party's fortunes? Daniela Lazarova has the story.
The Christian Democratic Party needs new blood, it needs reforms and trustworthy politicians. Those were the arguments with which Jiří Čunek beat his rivals, winning hands down and getting almost two-thirds of the votes. Mr. Čunek promised action and demanded a team of deputy chairmen whom he could trust. In all but one case, he got them. Battered by a drawn-out identity crisis, the Christian Democrats have put their trust in one man, a man who claims he is afraid of nothing, least of all unpopular measures. His decision to evict hundreds of Roma rent defaulters from the centre of Vsetín was a risk that paid off. Mr. Čunek rode the crest of that wave to become a senator and now party leader. Many Christian Democrats are hoping that they can ride the crest of the wave with him. But will this action not backfire on the party, which is divided over Mr. Čunek's election? Political analyst Petr Just.
Not only the party is split on this issue and his behavior, but also the whole public. There is a quite big group in the public that supports Mr. Čunek in his behavior because they see that there is a person who can solve the problem. Directly, who can solve the problem roughly, who doesn't fear that he would be accused of racism. Even if he is accused of racism, he goes straight for solving the problem. And as I said, the Czechs are quite critical to Roma minority, and this could bring maybe Christian Democrats more voters. But on the other side, it can also mean withdrawal of some voters who wouldn't be satisfied with solving the Roma situation this way.
Although he was tough and decisive on the matter of rent defaulters in Vsetín, Jiří Čunek knows that national-level politics require kid gloves. He thinks abortion is murder, but he would not support a law banning it because he is aware that the public would not approve. He accepts the fact that homosexuals can now enter into civil partnerships, but he would not give them further rights, such as allowing them to adopt children. He thinks the party should not maintain a tough line against the communists, but he is sorry they were not banned immediately after the revolution. How then will he approach the talks on forming a new government? At the weekend party conference, Mr. Čunek said he would support a broad coalition government with a long-term mandate.
My preference is for a 3- or 4-party coalition, which would serve a full term in office, so it can implement all the necessary reforms which this country badly needs.
But only a few hours later, in an interview for Czech radio, he said that under certain circumstances he would be prepared to support early elections. These swings are fairly typical of the Christian Democrats, who, although they are only the fourth strongest party on the scene, have often had a decisive role in coalition talks. Political analyst Petr Just says that the party is now paying the price of being kingmaker at any cost and that Mr. Čunek needs to state very clearly where he stands.
I think that Mr. Čunek is playing on both sides, both on ODS and the Social Democrats. And I think that this could again bring some criticism to the Christian Democrats, that they are a party that actually doesn't know where it stands, that's leaning right or left, always where they feel they could profit. So I think that the party will need to make clear statement now where we are, what we want, where we want to go, what we support. And if they make this clear message to public, it could help them to receive some kind of public support and public approval.
That report by Daniela Lazarova.
Thank you.